More ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. Thank you for listening to the February 6th edition of Inside the County Board. Pleasure to be with you again tonight for our February show. We are on location tonight from the Milwaukee County Executive's Office. We will hear from the Interim County Executive Marvin Pratt, as well as Board Chairman Lee Holloway. Later on in the show, we'll chat with Don Natsky, the director of Milwaukee County's Office for Persons with Disabilities. Hope you enjoy the show tonight. We begin tonight with Marvin Pratt, the new interim Milwaukee County executive. Also joining us, Board Chairman Lee Holloway. Thank you both for being here. This is certainly a new era in county government. We had Board Chairman Holloway and outgoing county exec Scott Walker on the show last month. And we had a great discussion there, and now as we move into further into 2011 here, we have the transitional period continuing, and Mr. Chairman, just last week, you had nominated Marvin Pratt to serve as interim county executive. Why don't you just talk for a minute about how you made that decision? I know for a while a number of people were trying to figure out who is the next county executive going to be, and you kept it under wraps, and it was probably the best-kept secret in Milwaukee County. Who are you going to pick? So just describe the decision-making process there.
Well, to be honest with you, I had not thought about Marvin in the beginning. And then after I thought about him, I just thought that he would be the perfect person. And I had a couple of people in mind in the beginning. And then I just came to the decision that I have to select Marvin because he's the best qualified person. He's got a wealth of experience, a great personality. He knows about policy. He's been an alderman before. He's been in business. He just had a wealth of experience and knowledge that I appreciate and respected. And I very seldom contribute to the individual's campaign. I remember contributing to his campaign when he was running for mayor. I just, you know, thought he was a great guy, and I believe that other people will feel the same way as well.
Let's talk about your 30 days plus as county executive. You had to make some decisions in the meantime before you had a vote on an interim county executive. You've tried out the job. What do you think of it? I mean, was it different than you thought it would be before you served as county executive?
It's a real tough job. You're busy all the time. I started with getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, getting ready for the day. I was leaving here at 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. There are constantly things and questions and problems and things that you have to deal with. I'm kind of happy to give it over to Marvin. And to put him back in the saddle again where he remembered doing this kind of stuff. So I think that Milwaukee County is in good hands, and it's been a wealth of experience. And for me to be in there for 30 days, it actually went so fast. I wanted to do a lot of things to help Milwaukee County. I didn't want to sit on my hands and do nothing and just sit here. And I wanted to do something. I wanted to work for my money, and I believe I did.
We're going to talk about your transition committee in a minute, but I did want to this month use this opportunity to introduce Marvin Pratt as the interim county executive. And certainly you're a known entity to folks in Milwaukee County as serving as mayor of the city of Milwaukee and before that common council president. So I guess whenever you got the call from Mr. Holloway, how did you react?
Well, you know, I was pleasantly surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. I said, okay. I said, well, let me think about it. And he said, okay, think about it and get back to me. And, of course, you know, being married nearly 40 years, I went home and read it by my wife. And she was saying, well, that sounds pretty good because it's short term, isn't it? And I said, yeah, it is. So she said, oh, yeah, I would do that. So, in the transition period and the time, short time I've been here, county government is tough. I'm going to say this. I appreciate Chairman Holloway and his message, the state of the county message, his enthusiasm. You know, it's infectious, I hope. And so I do think you have to be enthusiastic about things as they are. You know, people can say, woe is me, and be down. But I think there are a number of positive things happening with the county, and Chairman Holloway expressed that very well in his State of the County address, and still does today. So I look forward. I see it as a great opportunity for me. Public service is probably one of the highest callings you can have, I believe. And so I welcome it. It's a lot I have to kind of pick up. I'm not going to say learn exactly. A number of things I have to pick up from who the players are. But I'm pretty good at looking at organizational charts and deciphering budgets, et cetera. So, and I expect a lot of help from Chairman Holloway and from those others in county government who are professional in their approach.
Because it is an interim position and you're looking at approximately a little over 2 months in this role, do you approach this kind of job differently because it is more of a temporary position than if it were a whole term? Are there things you might do differently because of that, or is it pretty much just running the government effectively?
Yeah, I think one of the key to Harold is that you want to inspire confidence in your leadership. And so, you know, that means, you come to work. You know, I somewhat like the chairman, I wake up early, you know. I'm used to waking up early. I'm used to kind of getting started on my day early. And I'm used to staying late. And so you want to inspire confidence and that you take this seriously. And so that those people who observe you, that they take it seriously. And it's about, you know, satisfying those, what is it, a million? Mr. Chairman, nearly a million folks in Milwaukee County,
yeah.
And 5,400, I'm learning the numbers, 5,400 county employees. So, and making sure they do their job well and that we service people in Milwaukee County.
And turning to you, Mr. Chairman, I think a lot of folks on the county board, the county supervisors, were impressed with your selection. And in particular, I was impressed at just the breadth of support that Mr. Pratt, whenever you nominated him, received from people of all political persuasions. So what kind of feedback did you get afterwards?
Well, I got the same thing. I got the Republicans, the Democrats, and people in between, all, even people that were negative of me and Mr. Pratt, thought it was a good decision, and they backed up often, and I'm talking about in our community, backed up often us with that decision. They kind of was cool to it, and so I'm very pleased about that, and I'm going to be here for Mr. Pratt. He's his own man, but I'm going to be here for him when he needs me, and I'm also going to have my staff to support him to make sure that he can make the decision that he wants to make, and give him all the alternatives that he may need to make a decision. So I got a man here that can run it, and I'm going to respect that. And you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm not enthusiastic about coming up here anyway. So I'm going to be running my campaign, and Mr. Pratt, when he want to call me, he'll be able to call me or whatever. So he'd be here running the day-to-day shop.
So let's talk about your transition committee, because that's still going to be in place throughout, at least through April 5th, right?
Well, I sneakily added Mr. Pratt on a transitional team, and I don't know if he got suspicious or not. I had not told him at that point in time. So he was coming, and I don't think he knew that I was going to ask him whatever. And but I was I had let him kind of get familiar with it, and so that when the time come, he'd be comfortable and kind of know his surroundings and whatever, and get used to coming up here. So
yeah. Do you feel comfortable?
Yes, I do. You know, part of the transition was that we had briefings by department heads, and others on just what they did. And so I learned, quite honestly, quite candidly, you know. I mean, you like to go into it and say, oh,
you didn't know it
a lot about county government more than I ever knew. And so, you know, it's it was very positive, very positive. So,
what has your interactions been with the county supervisors thus far?
I've met with most, if not all of them, and surprisingly, I'm going to say all of them were very, very supportive. All of them were very, very supportive. You know, I've talked to some on the phone and met with most in person, and they were great in their support.
So far, I know it's early, and you're still kind of getting a handle on everything, but are there differences between the county and the city and the way things are run and just the politics of everything and just in your experiences thus far?
Well, you have a number of larger departments, such as the sheriff's department. Budget is under the county, but it's somewhat independent because it's state and it's an elected office all its own. But I looked at the budget numbers, like $154 million budget. And the parks budget is something like $42 million. So another thing that's very significant about the county's budget versus city's budget, although it may be similar, $1.3 million county, billion in county and city, is that the amount coming from the property tax at the county is only $269,000. So when I say only, you have more money coming from property taxes in city government. But the key issue, which I think the chairman has addressed, whenever you look at any budget, governmental budget for the most part, is either salary and wages and or health care. Mm-hmm. So the chairman has some initiatives to address health care costs, has done so in the past, I think, very effectively, and just lessening. You know, one of his initiatives is the breaking down of the mental health facility into smaller facilities. That's the idea that no matter who's county exec, they should pursue. And if the chairman is county exec, I know he will, and whoever is there should pursue it. So that's one that I want to move ahead on and see what we can do.
We're going to talk about just a few other things after the break when we come back that both of you are going to be working on together. So more with Chairman Lee Holloway and Interim County Executive Marvin Pratt after the break when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.